we do go to war, I can assure you it will not be another Vietnam, because we have learned, well, the simple lesson of Vietnam. Stay out of Vietnam.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, June 2nd, 2017. Today is the birthday of American actor and stand-up comedian Dana Carvey, born in Missoula, Montana in 1955. He's best known for his work on Saturday Night Live and for playing the role of Garth in the Wayne's World films. He crafted spot-on impersonations of George H.W. Bush and Ross Perot on SNL, where he also played the church lady and Hans from Hans and Franz, both of whom are original characters. The son of school teachers, Carvey has English, German, Irish, Norwegian, and Swedish ancestry and was raised Lutheran. When he was 3 years old, his family moved to San Carlos, California, in the San Francisco Bay Area. He received his first drum kit at an early age and ran cross-country in high school. He graduated with a bachelor's degree in broadcast communications from San Francisco State University. Dana's big break came in 1986 when he co-starred opposite Kirk Douglas and Burt Lancaster in Tough Guys. That same year, he became a household name when he joined the cast of Saturday Night Live. Along with newcomers Phil Hartman, Kevin Nealon, Jan Hooks, and Victoria Jackson, he helped to reverse the show's declining popularity and made it must-see TV yet again. An important part of the show's revival was his breakout character, the church lady, that uptight, smug, and pious host of Church Chat. Carvey said he based the character on women he knew from church while growing up who would actually keep track of other churchgoers' attendance. His other original characters included the grumpy old man from Weekend Update appearances. Throughout the election and presidency of George H.W. Bush, he was the designated impersonator of the president, making him the lead actor on the show's regular political sketches. During the 1992 U.S. presidential election campaign, he also did an impression of independent candidate Ross Perot. In a primetime special before the election, he played both Bush and Perot in a three-way debate with Bill Clinton, played by Phil Hartman. Regrettably, Carvey left SNL in 1993. He reprised many of his characters in 1996 for The Dana Carvey Show, a short-lived primetime variety program on ABC that launched the careers of Steve Carell and Stephen Colbert. In 2002, he returned to films in the spy comedy The Master of Disguise. Although it made money, it was considered a flop. Comedian and former Mystery Science Theater 3000 host Michael J. Nelson named the film the third worst comedy ever made. Carvey didn't appear in a movie again until 2011's Jack and Jill. It, too, is considered one of the worst comedies of all time. He is, however, number 90 on Comedy Central's list of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time. He eventually withdrew from the limelight to focus on his family. He married Paula Zwegerman in 1983, and they have two sons, who are now in their 20s. Happy 62nd birthday, funny man, and thanks for the laughter. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 2nd, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.